This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 5th of February, 2019.
Okay, so, open forum. Do you have anything to bring up?
The community hall project were contacted by Tim Nutby, the lead doctor of the Devon Air Ambulance, who asked if we could supply the contact details for the person in charge of the defibrillator in Avonwick. And I realised I did not know who is the person officially in charge of the defibrillator in Avonwick. Have we taken it on formally, or is it still a project of the
charge? I don't know what we decided to do.
We funded it. Maintenance, I think, the actual original.
I think the question, there's some question of responsibilities whether or not it was going to be insured. And if we took it on, we'd have to make sure it was insured. I imagine it isn't, but I can check that.
Because I don't think the pub wants to be.
No, I think they did the fundraising, and I think that was that, really.
I suppose the neatest way to get around it would be just so that it was a responsibility of the parish council.
Okay, fine, no problem. And I asked him if there were any specific inquiries that he wanted answered, and he pointed out that it hasn't been registered with the emergency services, who maintain a register of these things, and has asked if it could be registered with the emergency services, which I presume we can.
Well, if we have an address, then we can send him a letter.
Would you like me to look into that?
Would you mind?
No, I'd be happy to do so.
It's interesting, because when we had the problem up at Blackhall, and
he attended,
which he was there for, this is the same guy that was, he looks after the South Brent one.
Yes, he
advised the pub and the shop originally, because he knew about it, but obviously didn't take it under his wing.
Apologies for lateness.
No, we've only just kicked off.
And he also wanted to know if he is available for any training that might be required, or any feedback or whatever.
Well, I think if we get a contact, then we will say that we are collectively responsible for it. And I mean, I suppose we could always invite him to come along, but it would probably be sensible for us to know how to use it. I mean, I don't.
It tells you how to use it. You're volunteering?
No, but
because once you've opened it starts to tell you, you've then used it. It's got to be recalibrated.
We're supposed to register
it or whatever.
Because
we were a bit worried, I must say.
Sure how to use it.
I don't think it bothers me. Yes, I think that would be the way to go with that. And I mean, if he feels that can give us the benefit of his knowledge, I'm sure we would be grateful.
Okay, no problem.
Send it. Open forum.
The only thing I've brought up to me is on the road out of Avonwick towards the Woodpecker on the left hand side, which the cage has gone up. In some respects, the dogs in the cages by day. I've had a few residents contact me about it. Not so much in Avonwick, but in South Brent.
So what?
Dogs put in that steep field just inside of Turkey Lane.
Yeah, I believe that's being looked into.
It is.
No, that's privileged information.
Was that the farm on the left?
Yes.
Where the horses used to be.
Being set free just around there.
I'm not sure they've set for you, but
they're using it as an exercise.
Yeah, they're in pens.
And then
I did take it further than the dog warden at South Hams.
It's reached South Hams, I've heard that again.
And it's gone further than that. Alright, I'll leave it at that. But I would like it just to be minuted that it's been brought up.
And I think probably it would be worth just noting, you know, when I contacted John Whitcomb on Sunday about the puddle hole up at Causeway, he was literally out faster than ambulance.
He's cleared it, and I think he tells me he's going back there to clear it again, because I don't think he can quite get it.
I think he must
have blocked again, actually.
He must have got a faster car or something.
But is that under Agba, or was that?
He insisted it was
Agba. Awas. No,
I just told him to build both. He seemed quite pleased about that.
Yeah,
idea.
He liked that. We've
only
got 10
hours left.
No,
but it doesn't mean I thought, well, it would sweeten him up a bit.
We've got the map of the parish here if anyone wants to find out exactly.
You've actually got the bundle hole back
now. No, this is just a parish map.
You seem to think
that's excellent.
I've got a bundle
hole
map.
Is it
on
our
part?
I think you'll find it now.
I've got a bundle hole map. Didn't we have one?
Well,
yeah, we had one once.
It came in a massive folder.
It should have got no end when I tried to build both, so anyway. Yeah.
We'll work it out.
Anything else?
Build
boats, is he being instructed about any more work?
He knows how many hours.
He knows how many hours he's got
and
left.
He knows where. I mean, it's really bad along the road between here and North Hewish, really. Especially along the bottom bit.
Well, generally speaking, if you've got particular ones that you feel need attention, you can leave a message on my answer phone. I tend to ring him in.
Did you say we've got 10 hours left? Would it be worth, being the weather that it is, that we ask him to spend 2.5 hours or 3 hours driving round the parish and just clearing any buddle holes he comes about? Instead of pinpointing him to exact ones, because he's got a bit of common sense.
Well, we do sort of ourselves, don't we? I'm trying to keep the ones on black hole.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
And 10 hours isn't a lot of time when it comes
to
bell bolts.
I mean, if we get a big flood and we need the emergency, he's used up all his hours.
Yeah, I know.
Or he'd be more useful than him driving around.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't we give him a license to speak?
Yeah. Well, we did 10, that's all you got. 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Might as well go and do something direct.
Anything else for open forum? Okay, move on to the meeting itself. Apologies for absence from Councillor Luscombe. Declaration of interest as usual.
It will arise this time.
Right.
But I'll put planning down anyway.
We agree the minutes at the meeting held on the 5th of January, or 8th of January, sorry. A true record of what? Good.
Even pick of the.
Oh, anybody you like.
Everybody's
necessarily going to be held with counteract.
Oh.
Necessary. Matters arising therefrom.
New pads are here, presumably. Block train at Old Bridge, I did mention that to. I forgot his name, it's the Different Highways guy.
Oh.
And I said I had difficulties trying to report it on
Nick
Colton. I had problems trying to report it on their website because it doesn't particularly like subsidence anywhere on that website. So he said, in future, if you get that bundle, report it as a bundle, as a pothole, which you think is being created by underground water. Because you can report potholes easily. Anyway, hopefully he's picked that up. He has, I'm watching it, if he hasn't, I'll put it in a reminder. But he's aware of it. Cobbley Walks, no progress there yet. But I'm not sure you want brand new look for those at the word again. Probably better than that until we get to the next.
Yeah, what's happened about this site?
Well, Mr.
is this
Cousins, Sean, isn't it?
Sean's
repairing it.
Right.
He says.
Do you know how much you want in my locality?
Well, can we come to your money later on? Because I've got something
tonight, yeah.
I've got something bigger for you. So you're possibly
of a lot of others.
Yeah. Anyway, the sign is being repaired, the woodwork.
Right.
When we had a look at the plaque thing, I asked him whether it could be cleaned up a bit before it went back on. He felt it was past cleaning, in the sense if you tried to clean it, it would probably take the surface off the whole thing. He was going to have a go and see what he could do without damaging it. But the thought was that maybe a replacement plaque might be a good idea. I have written an email, sent an email to our AOND person who brought it up to me in the first place, asking if she could let us know how much it would cost to have a new plaque. Haven't yet received a response. But I know that that particular person is aware of where all of the drawings and things were from the original one.
That's the big problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's a question of really.
Because there were several sponsors at the bottom there, weren't there?
Yeah, there were. But if you find out how much it would cost to use what we've already got in terms of the bits and pieces, we could then possibly look at that at some future date. I mean, I've asked Mr. Cousins if he would put the thing on in the way in which it could be taken off again. Put a new one in underneath. So that could be something for the future.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Maybe, maybe a little aide-memoire to the AOND person might be useful.
So at the moment we're just having a new frame?
Yeah, with the old plaque.
Yeah.
Yeah, the legs and things, the main framework doesn't need replacing.
Yeah.
No,
it's
just
the
frame.
Just
right?
It lies on, the plywood's gone and the supporting
frame,
etching, whatever it is, that's gone.
It's
like a moat. You can't see it more than that, whichever they were working to.
It's not going to be met by Rich Austin.
Right, anyway, it's in progress, it's on the way, but it may take a little while.
Yes, we might not.
I imagine he'll arrive. I want to push it all in his direction.
He'll arrive somewhere between highways and plans for future meetings.
He's going to wish he's not come if he does come.
He may not come to this.
He doesn't know.
He's probably listening.
No, he's not.
If I could
invite
district councillors to this report.
Right, thank you, Chairman. Bits and pieces to report. Our waste contract has been signed. It will take effect from the beginning of May. We look forward to, in the coming months after that, everything to be recycled. Hopefully giving a better service. I know this parish has had issues. We had issues last week. That's why they didn't pick the rest of them. They
put in the ribbon.
Right. So we look forward to moving on with that. Budget proposals. We've balanced the budget, took a bit out of reserves, and shuffled a few things around. So we'll be working for another 12 months. As you appreciate, there's an election coming up in May. We've had a peer review, and it was thought by our peers who came from all over the country to look at what the two councils did. I thought we'd done a good job in the last 5 years with all the T18 and reorganisation that we've done. But there are still things that we need to do, and I think probably after May, with a different set of councillors and a different leadership, we will go back to working with West End quite closely again. Merger's definitely out, that would happen. Not because of foreseeable future anyway. So we're just looking forward.
Good.
They very well could be.
Yeah.
Good. They very well could be.
Is
are they at the same time as you are?
They are.
Is there a shortage of people applying for council positions? A letter came round rather suggesting that anyone interested?
Well, they had a meeting at Southampton last week for anybody interested.
Yeah.
And present councillors went and potential councillors. And all I will say is there were not many present councillors there. There were 50 people there already.
Interesting.
So there is quite a lot of interest.
Yeah. Lots of new brooms.
There seems to be an urgency about that.
Do you think
brush the right way?
Gentlemen, what I saw, I never thought so. I'll make no further comment.
I don't believe we've got any other reports. So it would appear to be fine.
Just one piece of planning. And it's another look at a piece that you did look at in outline some months ago, maybe even a year ago, and you gave approval to the outline or to the pre-planning.
I think I need to make. Not only is a plan application of 24 St. Anne's, a personal interest in it is a neighbour.
It is. Application reserve as following outline consent for permanent agricultural workers dwelling in Lower Green State.
I don't never know whether I should declare an interest or not. It's on my border. It's my nearest neighbour, but then.
Do you know the lady?
No, not at all.
I'm a little bit different because I do.
I mean, you could argue that I'm as much in a neighbourhood.
It's just that when we went up there, when the two chaps were up there, I did declare an interest because he kept on coming to the meetings
I think it's more financial, and there's no personal interest either.
I mean, it's just
Could I pass a thought forward from Councillor Luskin, if she's not here? She feels that the approval that she gave about a year ago, the positioning has changed a bit since then. Something that she'd like to be checked anyway, please.
Extraordinary
number of drawings.
Pretty pictures this time.
Very nice.
did you bring the outside application?
Who's the architect?
GIR.
I haven't come up with any writing yet.
Who's
the
architect?
This
is GIR.
I think it's Gack.
Did you bring the outline permission?
It's the studio of your business.
Helps too.
No, I couldn't put my hand on it.
Just
it's
quite large.
It's a big house.
Quite large.
And a rather beautiful house. I'd have to live in it.
No, I think yours is bigger.
Line of access and statement. Oh, here's some stuff.
I mean, I can see the barn, but only if I'm going out into the field or something.
Could we have that black and white big one?
Classification map. And elevations. Many.
That's the bar. What was the window and the door?
Down on.
I think
there's a garage as well.
There's a garage down the bottom.
Triple garage.
It's gone further up.
I think it's definitely gone further up.
Look
there.
What's the application for?
It's for the house.
For a farm worker's dwelling.
Yeah.
Is it a farm worker's dwelling?
I must say, farm worker's wages must have gone up a hell of a lot since I was a student.
Yes, this is principal residence.
A permanent agricultural workers' dwelling.
How many bedrooms is this?
Four.
Yeah, that.
She's got four kids,
isn't
she?
Yeah, she's got four children. Yeah.
It's.
This is
a That's basically a farm.
Yeah,
house,
but if you look at the image, can I have that one there? The Lustre Lane one. Yeah, that's that's what we agreed on.
Yes.
The yellow thing
so
apart
it has
from
changed.
The
Yeah, see that? That's.
It's within the curve, it's within that square, that red mark. I don't think we ever said where it would go, it's just within that area.
It was basically where the old mother barn
was. That's where the mobile home was.
Yes,
yeah.
That's where we thought.
We're talking about the dwelling here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Fairway up, it's almost up in the corner.
It's
quite
it is,
really.
Way up.
It's way up. It will be
no, is it? She's saying that is the same as that red line.
Yeah, well, that's where the house is going to be, right up here.
Up here, yeah.
Almost up to the corner.
Yeah.
Is the one which has the plan of the that one.
But
so I'm putting the house.
I do agree with the
so the house
right down
the
point being very this is really a principle.
So what?
Well, that's going to become the garage.
It's not a workers'
dwelling,
it's the triple garage. Well, it is really. I mean, this square footage of this property. What have we got? What's in the preamble? You got your hand on there, David.
I haven't got to that yet.
Well,
made up, but you might be able to pick up the layout. Your professional capacity.
If
you add all those up, it'll tell you how many square metres it is.
Should
it's
say,
a
should
lot.
Say.
But
the garage and
the garage is 85 square metres.
It's a huge garage.
Why is it? Well, it's a triple garage.
Bedrooms are 20 square metres.
Why is
the
triple garage?
Kitchen is 20, 30, just short of 30 square metres.
So she could turn that into the workers' dwelling.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm thinking. It is big, isn't it? And she said she could claim that it's been on that site. Big.
I personally would say that they don't do development of this site.
Your official capacity.
May I have a look at the floor plans again, please? Thank you.
That's floor plans.
Thank you.
You
don't know that.
No.
You don't know that.
You don't
see any more of this.
You better not have
those.
There you are.
That is true.
I don't think that helps us.
No, that doesn't help me.
Existing
track. I think it was larger than my
bed.
No,
it's
not very parish.
It's just a postal address.
And
yeah,
sweet box was larger than my bed.
I think it adds a bit to it.
We have this argument quite often about how big these houses should be.
Well, National Park definitely has this argument.
We do it so that.
That is big.
Because my argument with the chief planner very often is the fact that traditionally farm houses were 5, 6, 7 bedroom houses.
But then,
that was a principle.
Yeah, but why should we discriminate against farmers having big families?
No, but this is the farm workers' dwelling.
It's not as principal residence.
No, it's a farm worker.
No, it's an agricultural
worker's dwelling.
Yeah, it doesn't say farm workers' dwelling, it says agricultural.
I think it's only, it doesn't say workers, does it?
What does it say?
I don't think it's workers, I think it's an agricultural.
Permanent agricultural workers' dwelling.
Workers.
Well, I mean, the farmer is an agricultural worker.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's working
yeah.
for himself.
It is a principal house.
There is a grey area.
Yeah,
very.
What we've got to establish is whether we think it's in the spirit.
Can I
the outline, you'll have recognised it's the same. Well, it's the same as yours, Maureen.
I would say in terms of the number of rooms, it's a reasonable development, but the size of those rooms seems to be rather large.
Sorry, Jonathan, that was slightly
on the next page.
What?
There's how much per square metre every room is.
The actual, I haven't seen.
Should we talk about 80 square metres?
Yeah.
That's more than that.
Just a garage.
No, it's a garage.
Guidelines.
Forget the application, the guidelines. What's the guidelines?
No, it's more than 80 square metres.
Is it 180?
Yeah.
I suppose what we have to decide is whether it is in the spirit of the outline,
which we don't have in front of us.
No, we don't. And it was only just going out there, and
we just roughly looked at where
we roughly looked at it.
We had very little information at that time. There was no size of house or anything.
Nothing like that at all. But I think Jonathan said something quite pertinent about overdevelopment of a site.
Yeah. Would it make sense, therefore, to have another site?
We've got to get an answer
fairly
quickly on this one.
How quick?
Well, I'd make it go back if
you want to.
At the moment, they're asking for it for the 8th.
Well, we won't do it.
Well, no. Saturday.
Friday.
I think we should defer a decision until we have the person in place. That's my point.
What's the size of the actual just to talk acreage about of the farm itself?
26 acres. The scale on the design and access statement, the scale is noted. The dwelling is a suitably designed home to provide the necessary accommodation to this dedicated farmer and her family. The dwelling will comprise the kitchen, dining room, separate living room together with necessary utility room, office, WC shower, 4 bedrooms, master ensuite, a family bathroom and entrance hall. The domestic part of the dwelling is 164.9 metres squared, and the utility, office, water closet to serve the farm totals another 16.9 metres squared. All right.
This doesn't include,
obviously, the triple garage,
mm-hmm. which is 85 square
which
meters.
Is another 85 square metres from something else. Alright. The dwelling is to be located to the southwest of the plot where the outline permission was granted. They will ensure suitable space is provided to the northeast for parking and a turning and heritage style garage, together with a patio with a lawn beyond, creating a garden area on the 3 sides of the dwelling. That's basically it, really, apart from the bit in the beginning. So if you want to know a bit more about it, of course, it's 26 acres. She's got 250 breeding ewes, 50 laying hens. Eggs sold at the farm gate.
She's got cattle.
That's it. The applicant farms 26 acres of grasslands here at Lower Greenslade, then rents a further 54 acres of land at Dunstan and Ware, making a total acreage of 90 acres. Plus, she also utilises a number of acres on a local dairy farm for winter sheep.
Is there an agricultural tie of any form on the
planning? Yeah, there will be. Yes.
So, what are our thoughts then? I don't think we can put a reasonable conclusion by finding.
No.
Yeah. Don't think it needs to be turned into a motor home park either. Which is what our parents do.
I think we're all quite surprised about the size and scale.
Yes, I think so.
And on that basis, I think we ought to have a look and have the applicant explain to us when we're there what it's going to look like.
Yep.
Because we've got so many drawings here that they don't mean a thing, frankly.
Not really.
Well, there's no scale on any of them. Are we able to defer our decision to the next time?
I think it's going to come up.
Who's the planning officer?
Do you plan on that?
Front page.
Adam Williams.
Yeah. Do you want to contact him, Tony, and I will speak to him as well? Or?
That's my thing, defer it a bit.
Yeah.
And who should I contact to get a visit organised?
The agent.
Yeah.
Mrs. Burden.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that a general feeling?
Yes, I might not be able to come with you, but...
No, but I think it's principle. might have a less hostile reaction.
Yes, it was quite awkward last time.
Why are you here to various people?
Saturday or Sunday?
This weekend?
Yeah, sorry.
Can't do Sunday.
I can't do Saturday morning.
Do Saturday afternoon?
So I ask for Saturday afternoon, and I can ring around. What time do you call afternoon?
After 12? 12 o'clock?
Ideally, for me, it would be sort of 2-ish.
Where's the regular Sunday?
Oh, that's alright then.
That's the English one.
That's the only one that's important.
Yeah, never mind.
Don't do any others.
Yeah, they had a good match Friday night, didn't they?
I don't think I can do Saturday. French lost it, not the Welsh one.
You tried stopping that bloke.
We'll find out in a few weeks. I wouldn't stop any of them.
Tristan can't do Saturday.
Afternoon?
Yeah, I don't think I can do Saturday afternoon.
I can't imagine Amanda would do a Sunday.
I know I can't do Sunday.
You can't do Sunday anyways. God step.
Well, Amanda doesn't
well,
have to
do
it. Yeah.
I've got you and I've got my wife.
So, will we go for...
I think we should go for the day when most people...
Thursday afternoon?
I'm busy all
night. I should be on a plane.
Yes. I mean, I can do Sunday. It depends what sort of quorum we generate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Most of us could do Saturday.
Can you not do Saturday any time Saturday?
Probably not. I mean, I could try and rearrange things, but at this moment in time I can't say that I can.
Okay.
Please answer that question.
We can do Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
I think that's probably the sensible one.
So Saturday, 2-ish.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get a hold of...
And then if you can email us...
Then you may not be able to do Saturday.
I'll do that tomorrow.
Sure.
See what's going on,
then. I mean, if it can't be done then. I personally can do Monday or Tuesday next week.
Monday afternoon, after that, I think I'll stay.
Well, let's go for Saturday and see how it
goes. Saturday 2-ish.
I'll confirm it by lunchtime tomorrow. So that's the only planning we're aware of?
That's the only planning.
So, correspondence.
Right, a couple of items of correspondence, one of which you've already mentioned in passing, and the trees. I don't know if you want to
We've had it on.
Yes, you've had it. Some people haven't read it.
What's that?
Trees.
Do you want me to be the tree warden?
Yeah.
Well, that's done. Well, volunteered. Move on. Sorted out.
Next week.
Yeah, I will actually.
Ideal. We've never had a backup.
There you go.
He's his
right name
now.
What?
He's the tree warden.
I
am
into my silver culture, I have, you know.
I know you are.
Did the course.
There was the...
You'll have to work outside by agents.
Have you seen the letter?
Oh, that was a nasty one.
What did you do there? That bloody sounds you've got. I have seen the letter. I've got to go to... I've gone on a course, am I?
There's a meeting to go to, I think.
As long as Bill Oddie in there, we'll be all right. Or what's that other friend? I'll pack him into a box. Ash Dieback? Yeah, loads of it.
Right, cut them all down.
I've got lots of ash.
They've got to go.
I don't want it to go. The Overlands are not susceptible. I think they're all right, actually.
You read the letter.
So, that's correspondence, finance.
Right, we've had an income of
29p.
And an expenditure of 17.99. That was for the website. If you want to sign it off a couple of months ago, we've gone through there. So, according to our bank statements, our balance at the moment is £7,142.22. There are two outstanding payments that haven't gone through on this account. One was to Ms. Goodigan for £72, and the other one was the payment for the. We need to pass this direction. It was payment from a defibrillator, which I think we ought to both second and pass.
Well, that was done as a matter of secrecy. I think we all agreed on that.
You had agreed on it before.
Yeah, we did.
Just rubber stamp it. Do we have a proposal?
Yep.
Second also.
All.
Right. And that was for £91.20, which means outstanding money, £163.20. Can I just say in passing something that make my life a lot easier? I've discovered this payment by fax is a darn sight easier than charging around trying to get you guys to sign the cheque.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, any cheque I need, I've got to find two of these. Could we encourage people in future to be paid? I mean, some can't be. Mr. Willigan, for instance, can't be.
Yeah.
If we could encourage that as a way of
paying.
Sure,
why can't
you
pay?
Well, I've never seen his bank account details, but we could ask him.
We weren't happy just to wait.
It would go through far more quickly.
It's gone in that minute.
I'll give him a ring.
Right, well, if you can get his.
I'll get his back. I'll get his
bank.
Is it not on the bottom of his input?
No.
Oh, okay.
His invoice is sort of.
Okay.
It's just that it's so much faster.
Quite random.
From my point of view, all I've got to do is phone two of you and say, hey, is this okay?
What about you get written? When do you need to get a written authority?
Normally I ring around and then mention to the next meeting, because there's no way in which any money can go out of the account without you all knowing about it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very safe account, really. But anyway, if you think I would sell myself for £7,000. If it was 7 million, then I'd think about it.
I have done on many
occasions.
It's a flexible currency.
The only reason I query that is that if you don't have a written record of the request having been made for clearance for the payment, and that's only revealed at the meeting afterwards and the money's already gone
through.
Well,
what we could do is get a clearance for a bill that's coming up, as far as we know.
Yes.
Mm.
That would be better.
Yeah, it would be better. Because we have clearance for the pads.
Yeah.
Because we knew it was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, two people could sign it without any problem.
Yes.
And we still want it minuted and signed up.
That's
we did the same sort of thing here. If we only paid by fax bills that we knew were on the way, Mr. Willoughby was, I mean, he's never that fussy about receiving money, and obviously he takes it when he gets it. But it's just chasing around after checks. It's going to be hard to pay.
Well, it's a bit arcane.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going modern this year. Checks are being digitized.
Yeah, they are. They're very good, actually. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was just a thought.
That's fine. I'll agree with that.
So we've got that passed. That's fine. There's nothing else there to worry about.
Highways.
Right. The major thing on highways, Mr. Cookin from Devon Highways came out to see me. I made a big long walk. And he was absolutely amazed that anyone in planning our highways could have agreed to the path coming down from Byamore, ending up coming onto the road where it did. And I can remember the argument at the time.
It's
a superb argument for Devon County at
the
time.
Most ridiculous
thing. It was the guy that did all.
Kenyon.
Yeah. He just did not want to hear. And he'd done his little plan, and that was it, as far as he was concerned.
It was a fait accompli. It was just, this is what will be, and you cannot change.
But it could have been so much shorter, could have destroyed so much less farmland. Even if you've gone straight out through the hedge into the thing. But anyway, he just couldn't believe that it ever got passed in the first place. I assured him it was all passed on.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Then we came to the 30-mile an hour business. It is
on that road.
On that road, yeah. That, which is why you wanted me to talk to him in the first place.
Sure.
It's almost impossible to put a 30 sign where there aren't any houses.
Mm-hmm.
That is a prerequisite. There have to be houses bordering onto the street for a 30 sign to go in, according to Mr. Cook. If you have a death, then they would reconsider things. Whereas if we can persuade one of our families to.
Can we volunteer people?
It has to be a child.
It was predictable.
But anyway, so he says that's it's the 30th of it really is often accepted, unless something dramatic happens. What he did say, and this is where we've got to smile nicely at people with loads and loads of money, he would be willing to put in some playground signs. I did say this, yes, somebody would have seen it.
Yes.
Playground signs and slow signs, either side of the playground.
Yeah, I think
there is a cost. It's cost of £500 on that. Yeah. Now,
the tennis club would put up their own.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Would the tennis club like to fund some of this?
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering whether when he can twist his arm and get some finance. He's outside the door listening to this. Or if he doesn't come, I can write to him.
I think so.
We could send for another year when there would be more in the locality.
Yeah.
But
that's the thing we want to stamp up for.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
It's a lot of money, and I don't.
I will just say that those signs. It is money well spent, and it's those signs are not cheap, including the post and concreting them and putting them in.
And slow across the
road.
I would do that as well, would I?
Yeah.
Signing is something we need to work towards.
Yeah. I do.
Well, I'll give Councillor Oskin.
If we can get
somebody
to do it, like,
see if he's got any
money left over. I'm marvelling at the logic of having a situation where we'll end up with a sign indicating that the speed limit ceases to be 30 miles an hour, immediately followed by a sign telling you to slow down.
It's exactly the same part.
Exactly.
No, I get it.
I'm just wondering, how logical is it?
Since when did logic come into county council affairs?
To have de-restricted playgrounds.
It doesn't district.
Do we know as parish councillors we have the 30 signs back ourselves?
He said they should have been moved back when Church Walk was built.
He doesn't
think Church Walk
should
have been built without them being moved back.
Well, really, they need to be able to close to Blackwell.
Yeah, but apparently it's not easy to move a sign, even. Not legally.
Oh, I'm sure we can do it.
I'm sure you two can do it.
The thing is, that he says that you can't move a 30-mile-an-hour limit where there aren't houses, but that 30-mile-an-hour limit does not cover Church Walk where there are houses.
Where there are houses.
So
the end of the woods where...
Which is effectively where the houses end.
Well, yeah, there's...
Well, beyond the footpaths,
sort of thing. Yeah, in fact, the houses do back onto the road.
They do.
They face onto it, they back onto it.
There are houses there.
So it seems very strange that therefore they wouldn't contemplate moving it to where there are houses.
I'm not sure what the rules were, what the procedure is for putting these things in, but it's more than just councillors having a chat. There are some highway responsibilities, national ones, aren't there?
Because I'd like to see the ones up the road towards us, towards Woodley, move the other side of the farm, to be honest.
Yeah.
The road's narrow, winding.
Yeah. It's a 30 mile an hour road.
Yeah.
I mean, there are precedents for signs being put up without actually the highway orders going in place. I think you've Totnes, where the one-way road turned out not to be a one-way road after 30 years, wasn't it? It was never a one-way road in theory. But I mean, playground signs are better than nothing, as we said. It at least draws drivers' attention to the fact that there is something happening.
80 yards of potential children walking along there.
On a straight road, which
encourages very straight
to path travel at 60 miles an hour.
Exactly. I mean, to be honest, I don't think many parents allow their children to walk down there. They come down.
No, they don't. But it's blind, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the parents, being responsible, wouldn't allow young children to walk down there. But the whole point of that path was to allow them to do that and not to walk down through the village. The whole thing is crazy.
As it is, they walk along that bit of road.
Which the irony is that if they walk through the village, they're walking along a road that is controlled at 30 miles an hour.
Yes.
So walking along that road.
Along
a
road
that's
along
a road that's 60 miles an hour. That makes no sense at all.
So we should approach Councillor Austin and see.
Yeah, I think we'll do that first. And hand it back to Mr. Gordon and tell him what we're doing.
Sure.
And
could he look at, when you get back to Mr. Colt, could you ask him if the point raised by Tristan is a fair one? That
what are we really going to put a de-restricted
slow
and then a slow state after one another.
And then maybe suggest
that, you know, or take a picture and say to him, look, church walk is here, can we
I've walked in past church.
Well, then
in fact, if you walk down through church walk, it's easy part just part of my drive.
So
he's perfectly aware of that, and as I say, he says church walk should never have been allowed to be built without that sign being moved.
Well, can we move that sign at the same time? If the guys are here doing that, can they move the sign at the same time?
That requires all sorts of legal formula about county.
I'll get back to the thoughts you've got, I'll get the council, and if he has got some money, perhaps we can talk Weston to
Okay. Items for future meetings. What have we got? Well, obviously that'll come up. The site meeting will have been gone by then. Oh, the business about the defibrillator. Very good. So the next meeting is proposed.
You weren't here when we discussed the next meeting.
To be because of various commitments here, there and everywhere, was going to be the 19th instead of the 5th.
19th of March.
Don't start complicating it even more.
Unless I get home, I'm pretty sure.
I think I might be at Harper, but we won't go in there.
And the one after that would then be in May.
Yes.
Well, there's no one in April.
Well, no, because this would be halfway. The 19th would be halfway.
Next one would be after the election.
I see. When is the election then?
I got it in my.
No, we won't be.
We'll be just before.
I've got it in my diary because they asked for this in terms of parish council level.
Very good. Thank you very much.